This is the recency bias. There was a game to skip so far this season, especially for those of you listening on the East Coast. It would have been Thursday night's 9 o'clock puck drop against the lowly Arizona Coyotes. Last place team in the NHL. But hey, the Habs had already lost once to them this year. Why not make it two? Yeah, Habs season, for me, and I don't think I'm alone in this. For me, the Habs season really, you knew it was in deep trouble back in November when the Arizona Coyotes came to the Bell Center and beat up on the Canadiens. Arizona Coyotes, who at that point in the season didn't have a regulation win to their name until that night at the Bell Center. Fast forward a few months, Coyotes still dead last in the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens fallen further from those days. And Habs trying to be the only team the lowly Yodis have managed to be twice this year. Well, if you looked at the box score, or if you read the name of this mini-pod already, you know the Canadiens lost 5-2 to the Desert Dogs. And if you stayed up to watch the whole thing, good for you, or I'm sorry for you, I'm not sure. I was on the old Rabbit Habs account last night. Ian had the night off, wisely took the night off. I hope you all did the same. This recap won't get into much, because what do you want from me? What do you want from the Habs? What do we want from any of this? Honestly, what we probably wanted on Thursday night was a loss. Falling further in the standings is really the best thing for the Canadiens' future. We all know that. It's still hard to cheer for. You still aren't thrilled. You see the Habs go to Phoenix, or Glendale, I should say, and no show effectively to the degree they did. I mean, in the end, they actually made it a game. Brendan Gallagher getting his 21st of the year. There's your highlight, the only highlight for the Habs in this one. And Carr getting his fourth of the season. Both those came in the third, when the Canadiens were already down 3-0 and gave them life, put them back into it. 3-2 for about 3 minutes. Then Arizona took over. Once again, they go on to win 5-2. Bad night for Price. He was in a pissy mood from the get-go, but he's been pissy Price all season. I mean, I'd be pissy too. Nobody wants to be in Arizona on a Thursday night when your team's just not winning, your season's circling the toilet, the trade deadline's coming up. You don't know who's going, who's staying. But not a great night for Price either. He was 16 for 21. And, it's not even a great season for Carey. Not a great season for anybody. Price having a very pedestrian season. And a night that did nothing to change anyone's fate. Another road loss. They've been atrocious on the road. Believe they've got one win in their last 12 on the road. Hadn't scored yet on this road trip, two games in, till the third period of this game, so it took five for that to happen. This is not inspiring stuff. Hope you made better use of your time and watched the Olympics or slept or anything. Vegas is next. Maybe that's why the Habs heart wasn't in it. In Phoenix or Glendale, Arizona. Excited to get to Vegas this weekend and to face the top team in the NHL. Do a little party. Why not? Who cares? Vegas and then Philly before they're back home. Philly next week. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop. In Las Vegas, 22-28-7. That's the Canadiens' record now. Puts them in 6th in the Atlantic, 14th in the Eastern Conference, 26th overall, which in a 31-team league is at least a couple point places too high still. Vancouver behind them by 1 point, Edmonton behind them by 1 point. Ottawa still two back of the Habs as they try to, I won't say they're trying to fall, as we watch them hopefully go lower and lower in the standings as the season goes on and increase their draft odds. And if you don't like watching that way, I apologize. If you still want to root for them in every scenario, I get that. I mean, even watching last night, I wanted them to win. You can't shake that part of yourself. At least I can't shake that part of myself as a fan. While watching the game, I'm still actively rooting for the Canadiens to do good things. Well, in the back of my mind, and not even very far back in my mind, is the reality that losing is better at this point. So, that's where we at. Where we at in action from the rest of the NHL last night. Jersey continues rolling as Taylor Hall starts getting some Hart Trophy talk around him. Jersey beats Carolina 5-2. The Islanders shut out the New York Rangers 3-0. Intrigue around John Tavares, of course. Will the Islanders be enough of a comfortable playoff shot to maintain John Tavares at the deadline? Tavares ain't going anywhere at the deadline. He's probably not going anywhere overall. But I'd be beyond shocked if he got dealt at the trade deadline. Dion Phaneuf, he scores one for the Los Angeles Kings, but it's not enough. The rolling Pittsburgh Penguins beat them 3-1. Tampa Bay continues its dominance in the NHL with a 4-1 win over Detroit. Ottawa, they do get a win. That's good news. An overtime win over Buffalo, 3-2. The Habs are not going to get themselves deeper than the Buffalo Sabres are in the standings. So Sabres, you could lose to Ottawa. Nashville, they actually fell to Calgary 4-3. And Washington beats Minnesota by a 5-2 score. Find me on Twitter, you know? Why not? Let's talk about something not Habs related. At Zach Drops Tweets, at the Montreal Bias, where in the event you missed the recency bias from yesterday and the huge announcement that I will casually be referring to the Montreal Bias, formerly once in a while called the Big Show, as the Big Pod now, you would have seen that announcement, so definitely worth following that account. And at Rabbit Habs, which I'm sorry I was running in place of our fantastic deputy editor, Ian Boisvert. He, as I say, wisely decided, why would I need to watch this Arizona-Montreal game? I have better things to do with my life. So I was on the account last night, and so it wasn't a great ride, but it'll probably be fun on Saturday with Ian back on it for the Vegas game. So follow up for that if you're not. Our forum did go up on Thursday, as promised, chatting about whether or not our contributors are sick of talking about PK Subban. Spoiler, they're not. Mostly just sick of people who are saying enough about Subban. That's the main takeaway. But you can hear it better articulated, or rather read it better articulated. Can you read something articulated? At me. Let me know. Check that out on the forum. Robert Brown got a new piece up there as well as we head to the trade deadline. Give that a look. Until Sunday. Take care.